And you know my pain and heartache is just really, really good. But I never finna say goodbye, my love. Never finna say goodbye. Never finna say goodbye. Ate it out with layups. Halayups. Valayups. Layups. Never finna say goodbye. Never finna say goodbye. Although my pain and heartache, it just feels like yeast. That's finna end because I said everybody's watching Glee. I've never seen it.
Mama never told me that I was adopted.
You're adopted.
Said I had a mother that was a lesbian.
Your mother's a good-for-nothing fucking lesbian.
Said my real mother's a famous podcaster.
Your mom's mad wife.
Out there on the internet. She said her.
Cher sounds on the dark side. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, wait. Oh, dear.
The Fortune Queen of New Orleans is brushing her cat in her black limousine. On the back seat, scratches from mumbled okay. Some words that were so strange right. To me. Oh, and then she turned up a two-eyed jack. My eyes saw red, but the cards still stayed black. She said, the man you love is secretly true to someone else who is very close to you. My advice is that you leave this place. Never come back and forget you ever saw my face. Dark lady laughed and danced and lit the candles one by one. Danced to her gypsy music till the blue was gone. Dark lady played black magic till the clock struck on the 12. She told me more about me than I knew myself. So I ran home. In my bed, I couldn't sleep because sneaked back and caught her with my man, laughing and kissing till they saw the gun in my hand. The next thing I knew, they were dead on the floor. Dark lady would never turn a corner anymore. Dark lady laughed and danced, and
dark lady laughed and called in her bed twice.
Danced to her chips and music till
dark lady lay up, stand pro, lipsed. Her vagina smelled real bad. Clamp, 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 clamp. Her clitoris stank and yeasted like the moon was full. Plamp, pa, plamp, pa, plamp. Dark lady lay up, stand pro, lapsed over her vaginal meat. Clamp, clamp, clamp. And she told me that she was fucked in the head three times. You know, it's really hard. It's really hard to stalk somebody who lives in Greece. I was just looking at the IMDb for Thanos Samarticus, also known as Thermos, or something like that. I keep trying to tell her I'm the perfect relationship if you want to be abusive, because I don't care. Or maybe I guess you have to care if you're... And then, yeah, I guess the abusive person has to feel like they're getting something out of the relationship. But you would, Samarita, because you would have a lot of pain in your life. You would be extremely bored. You would have... Hold on, this thing is, this receiver. I'm using the wireless so I can walk world. So I can, we're done talking about thermos. I don't want him to feel uncomfortable. Plus, you know, I don't really care. I mean, I do, but not really. Let's see. Because no matter how good looking somebody is, once you get used to them, you don't want to fuck them anymore anyway. At least if you're Jewish. I don't know what I'm talking about. Yes, I do. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, I spy to find myself some marvelous Leops and Leops and some more of them Leops. Oh, girdle done, ski, girdle done, get a done. I'm just too blind. Get a done, get a done, get a done. John, John, oh, I spy to find my boss self some marvelous. Eat my vagina, cause it's glitteral in form. Oh, that makes no sense. No, it be don't. And I'm going to stop and start recording to make sure I don't lose my gram. I didn't lose my gram.
What effects do I have? This was fun. Hello, I got layups. Layups. Layups.
Yes.
Prolapsed cunt.
Prolapsed cunt.
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 Condoleezza Rice. Condoleezza Rice.
Condoleezza Rice.
Prolapse. Prolapse. Lapse. Prolapse. Pro. Prolapse. Girdle, girdle, girdle. Done. Okay, we're done with all that. But it's true, I do spy to find myself some marvelous. Get her done, shush. All right, I gotta prepare this. Am I recording? Yes. I gotta prepare this MacBook Pro so I can sell it by putting on some of that software for the lesbian people. I'm putting on software and putting on the oil wipes. So things like this. I think I sold the girdle. I think I sold the little one, the girdle plum fairy. Right. I make sense in American. I sure do, girdle. Let's say it's 8:30 and soon I'll be taken off to go turn the doom and work the thing. Cause after all, who doesn't love to work the thing at a doom? You know, it's funny, I really don't think I've enjoyed myself in a job for a very long time as much as this. I really can't think, well, I enjoyed working for Mevio only because I didn't have to do anything at all. And I got paid a lot of money. So that was a pretty good job. Actually, I think I enjoy this more because it's nice to have to actually do work instead of to work for high douchebags who make promises and then just pay you so that you'll shut up and not want anything out of your life. But I got, you know, the problem is I spy to find myself some marvelous, just like that Marguerite or whatever. You know, I think that's, is it Faust? I guess it's Faust. Ugh, hate that name, Faust. So ugly, so chinless of a name. Girdle plus Satan, which doesn't help. Oh no, Satan isn't Faust. That's Mephistopheles. Satan is Satan. I mean, Faust is the dude who sells his soul to find himself so marvelous. Oh, I have to say very special thanks to the audience, who have donated. The rest of you can fuck off. But those of you who donated truly not only make the show possible, but make my life possible. And lately, aside from all the regular contributors, whom I appreciate very much, there has been a particular contributor lately who has been out of control in their donations to me, which I appreciate so much, because it really helps me. His name is Jeff Corson, and I think he's from Nevada, and he's been very helpful to me. And, you know, he's the difference between, you know, being able to pay my bills and not really, because it's close to the wire right now. I mean, it's on the wire, you know, I'm still using credit cards, which I hate doing, but, you know, lipes is lipes. Anyway, whatever, but I appreciate that very much. So please give me more whore girdle. Okay. Let's see. Oh, there was a fucking message from, was it a tweet or a girdle? Why didn't I not hear the sound of the, was there a, it sounds like time for Cheryl to shit. She's still doing that. Oh, Veritable Vertigo. Somebody likes it. Lol, very good. RT at Bloated Lesbian. New sitcom, The Blacks of Life, starring Oprah as Mrs. Garrett and Gail as Tootie. Now, some people thought I was reaching with that one. But the Geek Porn Girl says, Bloated Lesbian, you messed that up. The Blacks of Life would star Oprah and Joe as Gail and Blair with all the original tension. Could be. Anderson Cooper's gay. Now, I posted about this yesterday on my Facebook. But, listen, the motherfucker needs to be outed. I mean, you can say he's out. You think he's out? He ain't out. He needs to say, I'm gay on national television. Not the news. I mean, that's the news, but on some fucking talk show or something. Or make a public statement. Press for a goddamn lease on his Gloria Vanderbilt jeans stationery, you know. He needs to come out. Because I really think that that's the thing. The only thing that really convinces people that gay is okay is by knowing people. You have to know somebody who is gay so you can say, oh, that person's gay. Well, that's different. So if all these dumb house sluts, you know, these dumb Bible thumpers that watch CNN, even though it's the Antichrist Network, would see that Anderson Cooper is gay, maybe they'd say, because then he's their best friend because these people are terrified and lonely in their homes in the middle of nowhere, waking up every morning, getting scared from the news, not accepting the human condition, and then they see their friend, this handsome Anderson Cooper with his gray hair and his little bottom face and his big open hole, his big rosebud all pooched out, getting ready to take a huge Serbian cock up there. Yeah, that's Anderson Cooper. You know, they need to see that in their friend. He's not just this nice little boy from next door, who delivers the news and then goes home to his wife, who's wearing a nightgown and have a pretty lamp in between them, in between their separate beds. No, Anderson Cooper goes home to his home in Chelsea after he works out, takes a shower in his little Speedo because he can't show anyone his tiny cock because he's a bottom, this exclusive bottom, because he ain't got nothing in there up there, up in the pants, I'm thinking. And then he goes home, and then the Serbian bar owner comes over, grabs his tight little ass cheeks, spreads them wide, and says, push out that rosebud to me, Anderson Cooper. Show me that rosebud like you show CNN, I don't know, what's going on in Russia. Pooch it out. Pooch out that red hole. Oh, yeah. And the Serbian flicks it. Okay, Anderson, suck this big, fat Serbian cock. Oh, yeah. Throat it out. Now, Anderson Cooper of CNN, to you. And then he takes his huge, and now back to you, Anderson. 10-inch Serbian fat cock. And who's ever seen a Serbian cock that wasn't huge? Shoves it in with little to no loop. Now spit. And he pumps it. And the Serbian comes in his ass. And Anderson's filled with cum, dripping out and sharding. In fact, I bet when Anderson Cooper's on the CNN, I bet you sometimes he's got cum dripping out of his ass. He probably tells his Serbian boyfriend, oh, Serbian boyfriend, fuck me, fill me so up. I don't want you to ejaculate until you see me because I need you to fill me up with so much cum that when I'm sitting there in the goddamn CNN reporting the goddamn fake news for millions of people, I want your cum dripping out of my ass. And I want to have to hold it in with all my might. And I can think about how you fucked me, whore. You see, he needs to come out of the closet because America needs to visualize that. That their cute little Gloria Vanderbilt motherfucking friend gets fucked up the ass. And he has to hold in the cum, ladies and gentlemen. He has to hold in the semen. Get her done. You know, I need to make a cup of coffee here. It's a morning. I've got to go to the gym. I got to finish raw dicking at 3 and do some other work. Yes, I am a productive member of society. Yes. You see, I am qualified to satisfy. I'm qualified to tell Get Her Done Claus Anderson. What's all that noise? More tweets. Uh-oh, Cheryl Shatt. I guess we should hear it. Oh, God, no. Jesus Christ. I'm qualified to tell Anderson Cooper how to live his life because I am a Thug Prawn editor. I spy to find myself so marvelous. Ooh, Marguerite, ooh, Marguerite, ooh, Marguerite, ooh, Marguerite. Let's see. Bloated lesbian Cheryl Prolapse, maybe Rilch can sign the theme song. You take the good, you take the bad, you take the... Continued. Wait, why is there a link here? Oh my God, it's linked to a huge post. Oh, here's the song. Vertical Vertigo wrote the song for the Blacks of Life. Oh, this is wonderful. I read it to you as soon as I make my coffee, and then maybe we can play the Rilch's goddamn shit. No, we don't need to. You can listen to your own shit by going to following her on Twitter. Cheryl Prolapse on Twitter. And speaking of Twitter, I'm the goddamn bloated lesbian. Not goddamn, just bloated lesbian on Twitter. That's me name, bloated lesbian. Okay, let's make the coffee so that I can sing this song with my throat. You take the good, you take the bad, you take the fucked, you take the sideways, you there. Oh, it's coming out awfully quickly. Now let's see. You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the Blacks of Life. The Blacks of Life. There's a time you gotta go and show your growner you know about the Blacks of Life. The Blacks of Life. When the world never seems to be living up to your dreams, and suddenly you find an elk, the Blacks of Life be all about yo. Yo. It takes a lot to get off. Wait, I lost my thing. It takes lots to get them all right. When you're living the Blacks of Life, living the Blacks of Life. Living the Blacks Alive, living the Blacks Alive, living the Blacks Alive. Well, that's hard to sing, and the words aren't really that good. They've just been aboticized. I don't really like that. I don't know about all that. I guess we're hearing Cheryl anyway. I can't help it. God damn, lost the thing. Why does she still shit every day? She told me she's going to stop doing it, but she can't. It's an addiction to shitting. Well, who doesn't have that, I suppose. Oh my God, 6.5 minutes? She keeps getting longer. Shit, here. Where's the thing? Such a quiet ship. Push it out already, God damn.
Oh my God.
She black popped while she's shitting.
Hello, Nancy.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, I gotta spit this thing out.
Let's just hear the names, and then we'll leave her alone.
Ooh, spit it out. Yes. Good morning, Nades. So my first turday, I would like to name in honor of my good friend, Watsawande. I'm going out of Poland. maybe you don't have something else to push out. It feels like I do. Well, if I do birth it, I'll try to let you hear. Her name is, Anthonia Prius Dupree Watkins.
Why do you use those car names?
A-N-T-H-O-N-I-A. Sorry, I-A. D-U-P-R-A-E-E. Oh, sorry, Prius Dupree. You get the idea.
Cheryl, you always use those names of those goddamn hybrid cars as middle names for your black...
Yeah.
Thing. Whatever.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Nades.
It's plural. Nades. Nades.
You hear that? You hear that? I just birthed another. Isn't that nice?
Oh, yeah. It really makes
comes
me...
in waves. Children come in waves.
Oh, my God. Is she
okay,
mental?
Okay, so we've got La Sharma. L-A-S-H-O-N-N-A.
Give me an apostrophe.
Shoshawan, S-A-J-S-A-J-W-N.
Too much like Shoshawan.
Sharita. Oh, that's nice.
S-A-J-O-R-F-I-T-A. Oh, my God. Hold on. The Twitter is just... The Twittersphere is all over the goddamn place. The Twittersphere is like lighting up the goddamn world. Everybody's tweeting at 8:40 goddamn 2 in the morning. People must be getting to work. I don't understand. Church of Deborah, she says, sinners. Cheryl Prolapse, bloated lesbine, shamey shade, distorted view, Washabi Chimera. All these people are for death camps. Save us, Sarah Palin. I got to talk to Cheryl real quick. Oh, my God. Did Vertigo made a Facts of Life with blacks? That's ridiculous. I guess I should use it for album art, though. Oh, my God. The blacks. But Wasabi or whatever, Vertigo, can't you put me in that, too? Fuck. I should be that fat one, too. Anyway, duty. Oh, well. All right. I gotta find out from this thing what's going on. I know she's gonna be mad. I don't give a shit. She doesn't have to answer the goddamn phone. Call Cheryl Prolapse. I shouldn't do this. It's not about her. It's always, she's always on the show. She's a crutch.
No match found.
Oh, I was. Call Cheryl Prolapse.
Calling Cheryl Prolapse. Mobile.
Okay. Goody. Goody. Angry in the morning. Probably cleaning her hole. Yeah, she's cleaning her hole.
Excuse me?
Are you cleaning your hole? This is Madge. I'm doing a more unusual morning.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take the laughs, you think you have the overall life.
Did you see, there was somebody wrote a, Vertigo wrote a script for it.
It wasn't very good, though.
No, I just said that. It was just Ebonics'd. But listen, I want to know something.
Why are you calling me so early, Nate? And why are you doing the grum so early in the morning?
Because I got to deal with some heavy sharding at the during the day, and I need to pep up a little.
I understand.
Now
I've got all this to fix. I've been designated the official content creator for YouthRadio.com. I've been collecting a number of things for it. Our next official grum.
You said, why do you keep saying fish?
Excuse me?
You're a fish what? A fish?
Official content creator.
A fish?
Radio.
I know you're a fish. That's why your giant stinks. You're a fish.
Smells like smelt Nate.
I call with an agenda, though. And I know I'm glad you have grum content for tomorrow. But I have a question. Why do you keep naming your Negress turds after hybrid vehicles?
Well, I got the idea from, it was a sketch on the, what's that, Chelsea Lately program.
Who?
And, it's a program on the TV.
Oh.
And, well, it was making fun of the blacks. It wasn't very nice, but, the woman, she has 20 children, of course, you know, that old stereotype.
Oh, yes.
She didn't know if her child was a man or a woman, so she named it Prius, because it's a hybrid means.
But that makes no sense at all. A hybrid between a girl and a boy, you'd name it like, you know,
Prius.
Eddie or something, not after a fucking...
Prius.
But Cheryl, you already used Prius. Can't she use Scion?
That's not a hybrid name.
Yes, Scion is a hybrid. So does the Civic has a hybrid as well. So does the Toyota Camry.
Prius sounds better.
Yeah, but you can't give all these blacks the same middle name. They'll get confused in the playground when they're selling crack.
Man.
Yeah.
Is your agenda to call and be racist?
Excuse me?
You heard me.
Dained.
Is your agenda for this minigram to call me and be racist?
Honnades, first of all, this is not a minigram. This grum is over an hour. Secondly...
Secondly,
I have no idea what we were talking about.
Now, what was it that Breon said yesterday? And you had an instant message me and tell me?
I don't remember. I sent you a picture of a piece of duty coming out of somebody's ass that I had edited out. A big sharp caught at the perfect moment. It was like when they show a splash of milk hitting water. Perfect shart. But I don't remember what... Did somebody said something? Finna?
It wasn't Finna. No. The Snickers.
Oh. Yes, there was something about Snickers. At the end of a program of pornography... At the end of one of the skeins... What's going on there? What the hell's that? What the hell that noise over there?
Shit in my leg.
Oh, Jesus. At the end of...
What?
God. At the end, can you still hear the story or not?
Excuse me?
Can you still hear this, what I'm talking about? At the end of one of the, I don't want to tell too much because I don't want to take away from the material for tomorrow. But it's really hard to talk with that goddamn lip razor. But anyway, so at the end of the scene, the director of that particular scene, who was the camera person as well, said... Ooh, that was a hot scene. Next time I get you two together, I'm going to get me some popcorn and a Snicker.
Popcorn squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
My aunt.
And a Snickers bore.
I'm trying to save money.
And we went shopping.
Well, having directors be the models themselves.
Well, yeah, it happens.
They're not trained to do that.
No, they're not like Thermus Samarticus, who's a movie star. It's not quite as budgety as that, who gets to be miserable all the time, even though he's got a wonderful life. He has to brood all the time. But Cheryl, we got new food at the Duren. We got granola.
Are you going to steal some granola? I mean, have granola at your house now?
No, I don't steal anything. We have granola. They're the sweet kind of granola bars. Two huge cases. One's peanut butter. The other is like tree and berry flavor. And then And then what I really like is there a whole...
You should buy them Fiber Plus bars.
I don't buy them. That's the whole parent.
You should have the dorm dad buy them Fiber Plus bars because they're real good. You can't tell if they're fiber food. And then they're going to have tons of shit.
Well, that would explain what happened in the bathroom last night because I had to plunge the hell out of that goddamn toilet.
Did the dorm dad find them?
Will you stop talking about the Double D?
Sorry,
DD. I think they're going to put me on their health insurance plan. I'm very pleased with them.
Right. I'm sure it's a real good plan.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take the pro, you take the lapsed, and what do you get? An ugly whore.
Right.
Anyway, I'll leave you alone. I know you're trying
to... should call about to see if that one's available.
What?
Deborah should call to see if that DVD is available.
Where is Deborah? I sent her an angry message yesterday. She didn't do a grum in a while. She does like 3 days in a row. She's like a grum binger. She does like
three... She has been, she'll disappear for like 6 months.
Yeah, what the fuck? Is she like one of them Jesus addicts?
No, I think she's one of those classic, you know, podcast programs when they have to, you know, retire, and then they come back, and then they want an award.
No. Yeah, I understand.
Yes. Well,
All right.
Right. So I get to talk to you on Friday, Dave.
That's Tamari. You can say Tamari.
Is it? Oh.
Girl.
Shit. Boy. Yes.
Now, don't forget. Oh, listen, real quick. I have an idea for a segment for the show. This is serious. I think we should do a segment every week called The Dumbest Tweets of the Week. And we just have the dumbest shit that people tweet. That shouldn't be hard because you do that anyway.
I do a blog, you know. stfutg.posters.com.
That's too hard. But let's do a segment tomorrow. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye,
honey. Queef. Oh, that was nice. Didn't take too long. All right. So we'll have dumbest tweets of the week. I think that'll be a hit. We could even make a special thing with that, you know? Dumb tweets. Cheryl is like the sort of sadist for the whole Twittersphere. I got my headphones on. You got to get her done. You get her done. The lapse of life. Get her done. Oh, it's making noise. I hope it hasn't been making noise this whole time. This goddamn microfucking phone. Oh, well, tough shit if it has. Oh. You know, this month is my 5-year podcasting anniversary. And I really need presents. That's a fucking long time. Can you imagine? 10 years? Whoever thought I would be 10 years of this shit? But do you know this microphone I'm using now, I've had for five... Did I say five? 10 years? It's 5 years. This microphone I had... What the fuck is... Why is it making the goddamn fucking noise? Oh, it's the fucking bass. Oh, that sucks. Pardon me. I was saying this is 5 years old, and it's... As I say it, it's starting to crack. Because you take the good, you take the bad. Fucking cunt. Licking whore. And you know that you're a giant clip. The facts of life are all about parole. Get her done. Get her done. Get her done. Are all about you. We're doing those facts of lives. We're doing them. Got them. Get her done. The facts of life are all about you. We're doing those facts of life. Sure, we're doing those facts of life. We're doing them together. We're doing them together. They're the F's of L. Oh. Get her done, get her done, get her done, get her done twice. Lips.
They were from two warring tribes, so their love could never be.
Right.
So he was a painted Apache, and she was a Cherokee. Wow. He was stealing her father's horses when he saw her standing there. Moon-braided bits of silver all through her long black hair. War paint. Never's love was meant to be. Even though he was Apache and she was a blue-eyed Cherokee. Warpaint saw feathers under the pale moonlight, doing what tribal laws forbid. His drums broke the silence of the night.
Penis vagina, penis vagina, penis vagina.
His strong arm circled round her waist, his headband touched her brow. They were of two different tongues, but their lips met anyhow. Next to a small old tree, cross spears forbid their love. There'd be no peace between their tribes, long as eagles soar above. War paint, it's our feathers, love was meant to be. Even though he was Apache, she was a blue-eyed Cherokee.
Pap's face.
Oh, Pap, soft feathers under the pale moonlight, doing what travel laws forbid, runs above the silence of the night. Now the leaves have fallen to the ground over and over again. From a small oak tree grown taller where once cross fields had been, a young man rides his pinnacle horse and he stands there tall and free. The son of a wild Apache and a blue-eyed Cherokee.
War paint, soft feathers, love was meant to be. Even though he was Apache, she was a blue-eyed Cherokee. War paint, soft feathers under the pale moonlight, doing what tribal laws forbid, drawn from the silence of the night. War paint, soft feathers, love was meant to be. Even though he was Apache, she was a blue-eyed Cherokee.
Prolapse, get her done. Do I have to talk now? Prolapse, get her done, twice vaginal juice. Eat an hour and my pussy hurts. You know that you want to smoke this hot thing. Blue-eyed Cherokees. Oh, yeah, eat the thing out. Get her done. All right. I guess I'm supposed to clean. I think that's why I decided to do a grum, so that I would have to clean, because that's what I do when I grum. Oh, I see some glitches. Yeah, I can see some glitches. That's when the spike on the line, you know what I mean? The line. Ugh. I feel like I get a schneeze. God, have I been on 40 minutes already? Oh my God, on a wheelie. So, listen, I see all these queens bitching about Maine. I have to be frank, you know, and sometimes I take difficult positions that I know people are going to give me a hard time for. But the fact of the matter is, I really don't give a flying fuck about the gay marriage thing right now. I mean, in general, of course I do. I strongly believe that gays should have equal rights, completely equal rights. Duh. But I was on some, like, Facebook group where they were talking about, oh, Nancy Pelosi's horrible, they don't do anything, and blah, 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 they need to do this legislation. Well, look, they're trying to get health care through. Any sort of healthcare that wouldn't make it less horrible. I mean, some people like me are kind of in really dangerous situations. I think people that have health insurance sort of take it for granted, even if they're, you know, liberal. But come on. Okay, so if you have a gay partnership, if gay partnership is legal, then yes, you can see your dying husband in the fucking thing or whatever, and you can get health coverage under their plan. If you already have health insurance, which is like three people in the goddamn country. But if you can get health insurance for everyone, that's for everyone. Don't you think that's a little bit more important, you selfish little queens? I mean, come on, it's really, you know, it's just not about us right now. It's about getting health care for everyone. That's what these people are fucking working on. And honestly, they know that the gay rights are important, but they don't give a flying fuck about them right now, because health care is something that's been trying to get through for, what, since Roosevelt. And it is so fucking important. And all these goddamn Republicans are trying to defeat it just so that it'll make Obama a political failure. You know, sacrificing millions of lives, people that would die without health, that are going to die without health insurance, you know, if this doesn't pass, all those people's lives just because they don't like a black man. Talk about a lynching. So, you know what? Get over the goddamn gay marriage. You know? Just get over it. Deal with it. It's just not time for that right now. Next year, maybe. This has to go through. Because if Obama spends all this time trying to get this gay marriage through, it's just going to make less people want to vote for the goddamn healthcare shit. Don't you think? Don't you fucking get it? It's not really brain surgery, assholes. So fucking deal with it. So if you want to petition Congress and do a march, do it to get health care, okay? Not your fucking Nelly ass, you know, the right to get Anderson. If you want fucking gay rights, then you tell Anderson Cooper to fucking come out of the goddamn closet. That's what you need to do. Don't fucking blame it on goddamn Nancy Pelosi. Blame it on fucking Queen Latifah. Blame it on your own people that aren't standing up because they're so selfish about their own career that they won't take the slightest chance. And it wouldn't hurt their career anyway. It would just help advance the cause of homosexuals. Don't give me that crap. Anderson Cooper, I need everybody to out Anderson Cooper at every possible opportunity. Whether it's at work, after school, and at parties, when you're having carrot dip with your friends, out her. Out her. Tell Church of Deborah, Deborah, did you know that Anderson Cooper is gay? Ugh, I'm using the Swifter Sweeper, even though I hate P&G. It really works well. War paint, lips, and war paint. Oh, I think maybe I need to call that goddamn bitch. I'm going to tell her Anderson Cooper's gay. I think she had a Google Voice thing on her page. Let's see. churchofdeborah.blogspot.com. Yes, there. I know she's telling everybody they're going to go to goddamn hell. There's my number. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to call her right now. I think it's going to call my phone and have her call her. It's weird, this Google Voice. Yeah. Yeah, one gold. Good. Need to talk to this thing. Hello? Deborah? Oh, it's ringing. One gold. One gold. Deborah, answer the fucking phone. God damn it. Fucking Christian whore. What's she got to do in the morning other than watch God operas? War paint. Prolapsed whores and war paint. And the one-eyed...
Hello, this is Deborah Wilkerson. If I leave in a voicemail, you agree to give me full permission to use this recording any way I choose. Anyways, I'm probably out praying or protesting against the gay, so leave me a voicemail. Remember, pray to Jesus. Amen.
Deborah, this is Madge Weinstein. Did you know that Anderson Cooper is gay? And I want you to ponder this. You know, there are a lot of gay people, Deborah. Anderson Cooper is gay. He has a Serbian boyfriend with a 10.5-inch cock, okay? Anderson Cooper pooches out his tiny little ass and sticks out his rosebud, and the Serbian says, show me that asshole, show me that rosebud. And then he just plows him with just spit for lube, Deborah. He fucks Anderson Cooper and fills him with so much semen, just like what your father sprayed in your face when you were a little girl. Fills him with so much semen, the Serbian does to Anderson, that when he's in that chair every night on 360 degrees, he's clenching his asshole to keep the cum in. Cum means semen, Deborah. I want you to think about that, you filthy, rotten Jesus whore. God damn it. Oh, I'm glad I got that out of me. That helped. All right, I guess I'm kind of done here. I don't know what I... Oh, I'm not done sweeping. Okay. War paint, vaginal juice, and a clitoris, and vaginal... All these people keep finding me on Facebook, like people I haven't talked to in forever. And then I connect with them, and, you know, and then it's just, they're just there. Like, I never even say, oh, it's great to see you. It's just like, oh, here you are. Click. It's kind of this total, like, anticlimax from hell. War paint, clitoris, clit, and war paint, and penis and vagina, war paint. There's one friend I saw, I said, is that an old picture or have you not aged? Because she looked really good. She said, actually, it is an old picture. I was like, oopsie. She's like, plus it was tons of makeup. I'm like, okay. Stay smoky, girly. Trotsky came to the dorm yesterday, and I think they're going to get another Italian greyhound at the dorm, so Trotsky has something to play with when he goes to work. It'll be wonderful. Yes, they're going to get an adopted one, I think. Let's see. Oh, wow, the Swifter is picking up a lot of dirt. Now I'm going to get... The new ones I have are Febreze scented, which is really helpful. I'm sure they really smell like Febreze. Why would you want your floors to... I mean, isn't the point of Febreze to smell Does your goddamn clothes smell like goddamn berries and shit? What the hell's it gonna do to a goddamn wooden floor? Floors don't smell, do they? I don't know. Mine used to before I had floors. Hey, carpet smells. So glad I got rid of that fucking carpeting. Oh, yeah, they do smell. They smell like fresh chemicals. Oh, yeah, this is good stuff here. War paint, prolapse, giant, and a clit hole. Dernanerd, blue-eyed, one-eyed Cherokee. She was so fucked in the head. War paint twice and a war paint. War paint, eat it out. So anyway, you know, healthcare, yay. I don't really understand still. The thing is, there's so much bickering about it. Liberals love to, like, vote for somebody, then tear them apart when they do the slightest thing wrong. You know, like, if they don't do it. Yes, he did a lot of things wrong. You know, hasn't done end Afghanistan, whatever. I don't care about anything right now except for health care. That will make up for any bad thing, okay? Just get the health care through. We have to focus on this. You have to be realistic. I mean, the fact is, this person is president. This person has very, very liberal roots. He cannot govern as liberal as he probably is because he wouldn't have gotten the job, first of all. And second of all, nobody wants that. He's fucking the governor of a nation of fucking, basically, 200 million morons. And maybe the other 100 million aren't morons, but they're close, like me. So, healthcare, get her done. Yeah, if you want to spend your time thinking about goddamn gay marriage, you're just going to give the anti-healthcare people more leverage. You could be using that time fighting for an issue, not in vain, and B, that's fucking much more important, frankly. You know? I just can't believe people are fighting this. The healthcare, how can you fight healthcare? Duh, save millions of lives, duh. Healthcare's a right, not a privilege, it's simple, that's it. That's it. You know, either you feel healthcare is a right or a privilege, and let's just make it simple and get it done. That's it. That's it. All right. I guess I got her done, even though I don't got her done. If you know what I mean. Let's put on the headphones. Let's sit back down. That's funny. Sit back down. Girdle plus. Oh, by the way, Rachel Kank has some badass dyke pictures. You can find them on Facebook or something. Rachel Kank's Facebook. All right. Anyway, war paint. Yeah, war paint. See you later.
If there's a cure for this, I don't Yeah.
She was a Cherokee. He was stealing her father's horses when he saw her standing there. Moon faded bits of silver all through her long black hair. War paint, soft feathers, never was meant to be. He was well, he was Apache. She was a blue-eyed Cherokee. War paint, soft feathers under the pale moonlight. You and what tribal laws forbid, drums of the silence of the night. His strong arm circled round her waist, his headband touched her brow. They were of two different tongues, but their lips met anyhow. Next to a small oak tree, crossed tears for their love. There'd be no peace between their tribes, but his eagle soar above. War paint, soft feathers, never was meant to be.
We want to do it.